I came to tell you, oh, I came to tell you, he said, oh, yeah, he said, oh, yeah, yeah.
Glory to God.
Yes. Hallelujah. I came to tell you what Jesus said. It doesn't matter what I say, but what Jesus says. Hallelujah. Praise God. And that's what we need to keep in mind going 2023. Only thing that matters is what Jesus said. You got your opinion, I got my opinion, everybody got their opinion, they but chaos. But what Jesus said counts. Praise God, and we'll be able to do what he will have us to do if we just remember who's saying it and what he said. Glory be to God. We give glory and honor and praise to God for another day and another new year. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Tell somebody, aren't you, ask somebody, aren't you glad you're still here? Now tell somebody else, I made it over. Hallelujah. Praise God. I've made it over into another year. Amen. Hallelujah. Many people checked out yesterday. Yes, yes. Hallelujah. Didn't make it into today. But we are yet here. Hallelujah. Praise God. And God has kept us for a reason, not just for a season. Hallelujah. All right, we're here. You got a purpose for being here. Hallelujah. We need to seek to do that purpose throughout 2023. Hallelujah. From the book of giving honor to God, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, and to all of the clergy in the house. All of the officers in the house and all the lay people in the house. Hallelujah. We're glad to be to stand in your midst one more time. Hallelujah. The songwriter says, one more time, he has brought us together. We didn't do it on our own, but did it. Through the power of God. Hallelujah. From the book of Ephesians, chapter 3, verse 19 and 20. Eternal God, we stand near the spiritual man, not the man. Physical man, asking that you shower us now your anointings, the anointings that will make a difference in our life, the anointings that will empower us to be what you will have us to be, do what you have us to do, act in the way you have us to act, live the way you have us to live. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Are we there? Okay. Ephesians 3, verse 19. And to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Praise God. Just repeat after me. Say greater.
Greater.
Greater. I hear the Lord saying to the church, greater. For 2023, we will be doing greater things, experiencing greater things, overcoming greater things, according to the working of the power that's in us. Okay, and he is that power that's in us, and we know that he can do everything. He can do anything but fail. He does great things all the time. Hallelujah. And he needs to do those great things through us. Tell somebody through me. Okay. Hallelujah. So he kept us here for a purpose, that he can do greater works through us in 23 than he did in 22. All right, God is always about growth, all right, growing spiritually, growing mentally, growing physically, growing in the Lord, growing in his word. We're going to get back into his word more than what we've ever been before. And as we're in his word, great things will happen. Hallelujah, because great is he that is in us than he that's in the world. And he that's in the world is who we got our battle with. God wants to open our eyes in 23 to let us know that the battle is not with the church people, even though it's coming through the church people. I think you might need to repeat that. The battle is not with the church people, even though it's coming through the church people. Hallelujah. But we got to open our eyes and know that this is not the church. Hallelujah. That's calling the chaos. It's the devil working in the church through the church people, because the devil is a spirit. He can't do a thing except he use our hands, our mouth, our feet, our tongue. He got to use us. Tell somebody, don't you forget it. Go greater works I need to do through you. And when it comes to these greater works, there's going to be some trials with it. There's going to be some tribulation with it. But greater, you got to know that greater. Hallelujah. I overcame yesterday. I can do it today. Because I still have that same God in me. Hallelujah. Yeah, Paul said that he's able,
yes, Lord,
to do exceeding.
Yes.
He just don't do what is needed, but he overdo it.
Right.
Overflow. Yes. He gives you all that you need, and then some. Hallelujah. Yeah. He give you so much you can't handle it. Praise God. So greater, we are looking for greater things in 23. Hallelujah. And keep in mind, we said along with these greater things come greater problems. But tell somebody, I ain't scared. Let the devil bring them out, because Jesus and I can handle it. Because greater is he that is in us than he that's in the world. And as long as I got Jesus, Yeah, I can make it. So we got to keep in mind that if I'm going to do greater things, I got to keep Jesus on my side all the time. I got to keep him in focus. I got to see him by faith. I got to see the action already done before I even get started in the action. Hallelujah. I got to see that I have overcome already. Because Jesus already overcome it for me. He's paved the way for us. And all we got to do is get in the way and follow him. Yeah, if we're following him, then see, see the importance of following Jesus. Mm-hmm. He's clearing the way.
Yes, right.
Okay. He's knocking the obstacles down, pushing it out of the way, bulldozing the crumps and the stumps and the whatever else it is in their way that cause you to stumble. And if you walk behind him, you got a smooth path.
There you go.
But we got it worse because we don't stay behind him. Okay. We get bored. Thank you, Pastor. We're all about doing our thing. This is mine. We claim everything that we don't supposed to claim. Denied everything what you're supposed to be claiming. So we got to know that the power is in us.
Yeah.
And tell somebody I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. Say that two more times. We need to keep that in mind in 23. When the enemy come up against you, he's going to tell you, you can't make it. You can't take it. You can't handle it. You got to know that what Jesus said, get thee behind me, Satan. Hallelujah. Your work is of iniquity. You can't make me doubt him. All things is of God. Now unto him that is able. Tell somebody he's able. If it's not done, he's still able. And it may not be done the way I wanted to do be done, but he's able to do above and beyond. And look at that next word that follows. Abundantly. Not only is doing more than normal, more than what's required, he's going to do it in greater numbers.
Yeah.
Abundance. Tell somebody that's greater.
That's greater.
It is abundance. Your joy should be overflowing. Okay? Every day. All day long, through the trials and the tribulations, your joy is supposed to be overflowing. And we'll pick up that song that we sang, you know, I still have, I still have joy. After all that I've been through, I still got joy. And we don't lose our joy while we're going through. We're supposed to be increasing our joy as we're going through. Because it's the joy of the Lord.
That's
going to give me the strength I need to make it over. The joy of the Lord is the strength I need. See? He got us praying our strength. The devil. Got us praying our strength in the Lord. When the word said the joy was the Lord. He didn't say your strength was your joy. But the joy of the Lord is my strength. So I learned to say, thank you, God. In my trials, in my tribulation, I say, thank you, Lord. What I'm going through, I need to say, thank you, God. I'm still here to feel the pain. Thank you, God. You brought me through yesterday. You brought me through today. Thank you, God. And each time you tell him that, you get stronger and stronger. Your hope builds up. The joy gets overflowing. So he's able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all. He didn't say some, but above all. That we can ask or think. See, he does above all that we can even think in our mind. Okay, or even ask for. So we don't even know what we need. Tell somebody, but he does. Okay, and he's able to do exceedingly and abundantly more than we're able to think or ask or think. And he does it according to the power that's working in us. Tell somebody, I got it in me. Okay. And it's not, and look at here now, it's not me that's doing it. See, that's why we get all wore up, because we fight the battle. Okay. We try to fix everything. It's not our job. He's doing it according to the power that working in us. Not us working the power, but the power that's working in us. He's going to do it. He just need us to stand. That's why Paul said, when you've done everything for standing, then stand. He didn't say stand fighting. Okay. But just stand. And let the Lord use you. Yeah. Hallelujah. Greater. Greater. No greater love. Greater love than this and has no one. That he would lay down his life for his friend. Tell his neighbor, you got to do our greater works through love. It's the key. Because the love don't keep up. He ain't got his notepad. Okay. Don't have their computers and calculators and whatever else to put all our numbers in. And these modern machines can work them numbers real fast. More than we can even think about. Okay. And it's all how just pick out things, and as you do different things, it goes right there and change to what it's supposed to be. Just like that. And you want the machine do more thinking than we do. All right. But these things is of God. No greater love had no man than this, that a person would lay down his life for his friend. Jesus is our friend. All right? and he's going to work it out for us. The word says, ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. 1 John 4:4. All right. So greatness is in us. We just need to be still and let God be God. And the greatness will come out every time. Greater love, greater power, greater deliverance, greater joy, greater victory, greater peace, greater kindness, greater, all in us that's going to come forth day by day. We're not going to worry about yesterday or last year. That's gone. Today we start a new year. We start a new slate for another 365 days. We got a new slate. And the truth to be told, every day is a new beginning. Every day you wake your eyes up to a new day. That's a new day to do the right thing that you didn't do the day before. Okay. Every day is a day that we should give God thanks for everything he's taken us through. We are of God. And he that knoweth God will hear us. And he that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. We got God. All right. And since we got him in us, what he's saying he does, we can do. What he's already done, we got it because it's in us. He got power in us that we can do greater things than what we've been doing. We're going to cast aside all our problems. And so the Lord can do with them what he wants to do with them. We got a standing invitation during 2023. Starting now, we're going to worry about from last night, midnight. We can't do nothing about that. But starting right now, okay, we got that lasting invitation to cast all. We ain't gonna look for no problems this year. Because when we look for problems with people, we gonna find them. Yeah. Know why? Because there ain't nobody perfect. So before you start looking at me, you better check yourself out. You'll find you got too many things on your agenda to have time to bother with mine. Everybody cleaned up their own door. And that's enough to keep you busy till you close your eyes at night. All right? Greater things we're going to do. Because we're going to follow the word of God. If you follow the word of God, you'll do greater things. You'll be able to witness more. Now, we didn't witness like we ought to witness in 22. Okay? And can't nobody raise your hand and say, I did. All right? Because even if you did a whole lot every day, you still didn't do enough. Okay? Because we're so far behind. Okay? We need to have greater desires to please God. We need a greater hunger for his word. Greater peace in this word. Greater is our turn for 23. Is our aim throughout 23 is to do greater. More than what we were able to do last year. The pandemic is up and down, but we're going to do greater things, even with the pandemic, whatever it is, might it may seem to be. All right, soon you get rid of one and so another one seem to pop up or try to pop up. But God says, I got it. He's already fixed it. He don't have to remove it out of the world. It's here. But he's already fixed it for us. All right. Some had to leave, but that's part of God's plan. Okay, because everything that's happening to us, if you of God, is happening for our good. We don't understand it, but it's for our good. And since we know it's for our good, we're going to do greater works. Okay, we're going to be more abiding in the word of God. Okay. Greater is his turn. Greatness is in the Lord. And we need to know that for ourselves. Unto him that be the glory of the church, by Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Know that greater is in us. And since it's in us, greater is going to come out of us. We're going to do greater things for the Lord. All right? We're not going to backbite nobody. We're going to lift them up. We're going to encourage them. Because the seed I sow is the fruit I'm going to reap. And if I want goodness, we got to get busy sowing goodness. If I want love, we got to sow more love. If we want peace, we got to seek greater peace. If we want joy, we got to seek greater joy. If you want hope, we got to seek greater hope. If we want deliverance, we got to seek greater deliverance. We got to spread goodness, mercy, peace, and joy. We got to spread love. We got to spread patience. We got to spread the word of the Lord, because the word of the Lord is my strength, and the joy of the Lord is my strength. The word of the Lord is my power. The word of the God is my love. The word of the Lord is my deliverance. The word of the Lord is all that I need. When I've got a problem, I need to go to the word. Greater. Seeking out the word of God greater. Seeking the word of God greater. Seeking the word of God greater. The answer is in the word of God. And a better, greater hunger for the word. Keep that in mind. Greater in 23. Greater love for his word. Okay. And every time we get a chance to be involved in his word, be involved. When you're on your telephone, on your computers, on your tablets and notebooks and whatever else you call them, seek out God. Okay? In your conversation, seek God. Don't be talking about somebody if you're not talking about how to help them. Okay? Or getting God some glory out of whatever you're saying. Okay? Let's stop wasting God's time. Okay? Let us stop wasting God's time talking about somebody in a hateful way, in a degrading way. But let us now use that time to encourage one another. Talk about, say, honey, I don't want to talk about that today. Let's talk about the Lord and see how long they talk to you. Now you're going to talk about somebody's shortcomings. They're still on the phone with you for hours. But we're going to stop that and go greater in talking about the word. We're going to have to learn how to change that conversation. It's so easy for us to fall right in line. Yeah, I know it. So I saw that too. Everybody know what you saw and did except the person that did it you're talking about. Who's the one you supposed to went to in the first place? So we're going to seek greater wisdom in using the word of God and watch things change. All right. God bless you. That is the one that needs the Lord in your life. All right, or needing a church home. Now's your time to come. The may, of course, is singing, and God's word has gone forth. Let us depart this place, seeking greater joy, greater peace, greater love, seeking the word of God. That's the key. The word of God. All right. The answer to everything you need is in the word.
Amen.
Now to him that's able to present us faultless before the precious throne of God. May the grace of God, sweet communion of the Holy Spirit, rest with us, rule and abide with us, now, henceforth, and forevermore. And everybody sing with the choir.
Lift the church.
Amen.